League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and yes, I'm aware I'm speaking funny, all right? It's like Krusty the Clown, no monologue. My feet hurt, my teeth hurt, everything hurts. I just got one of my teeth ripped out. I was just in a dentist chair a couple hours ago. I'm still not fully back here yet. You know what? If I'm standing, then I'm good enough to do the show. So we're going to step up and in. We've got the quality approval. I called Mike Cardano, our... one of the powers that be. I said, "How do I sound?" He goes, "You sound fine." I said, "All right, I was just checking in because I don't know how good I sound, but we'll give it the old college try, to speak." But you know, we've done shows under a lot of different circumstances. Just add this one to the list. Like literally, guys, the dentist. When I told him after Cam and I am Morenci, we're throwing down with Cam Stewart here, and I told the dentist Cam. I said, how long am I going to be kind of like whatever for? He goes, the rest of the day. He goes, and then you're going to take these pills after. He goes, you're not going to feel good. You're going to be wiped out. He goes, you're not going to feel good for a day or two. He goes, I just go home and take it easy. No stress, no nothing. Just go relax. I told him, he said, all right, if I go to work. And I'm like, drool, I'm like, all right, go to work. And he goes, work? He goes, if you have to, I guess. He goes, is it unavoidable? I'm like, yeah. He goes, what do you do? I said, I'm a talk show host. They start cracking up.
I cracked up, too. That's like the one
he goes, so, your he goes, you're a talk show host. He goes, what do you want? I'm like, in 3 hours.
Yeah.
So he goes, I don't know. He goes, going to be close. He goes, going to be close as to whether it wears off or not. So we're pretty close. How do I sound? All right.
You sound good. I'm actually surprised. It's been one of those days. And I told you, Blewett gave me a text to you and salt water, gurgles. I remember the time where I bit my tongue at your house.
Yeah,
and I woke
salt water.
We're
past salt water, bro. I just had something like ripped out of my face here.
I'm just giving you tips. Like I'm not a doctor. Just play one on a radio station. So, you know, that's just what I've been told. No, I remember when I bit my tongue almost in half and the pillow was just covered in blood and stuff. Same thing. Like I'm actually impressed. You're doing quite well. Yeah, it's been a horrible day, Morenci. I tried to tackle the toilet. There was a leak coming through the wall. The pipes blew. Basically, I had water everywhere. I have water damage in my home now. Just paid a plumber. He just left $450. So you got mouth pain. I got financial pain. Let's rock.
Yeah, I would rather have had a leaky toilet than a leaky mouth. And yeah. I paid in the same ballpark. So, yeah, I wouldn't compare the toilet to shearing tooth pain. It sucks. You had to spend money on your toilet, but I wouldn't compare the two.
No,
it's like telling someone, somebody tells you they had surgery. You're going to tell them, well, I had to fix my toilet.
No, I'm just saying I didn't want to pay the guy $450. It's kind of the same. You say that's what it's going to cost for the teeth. And that's kind of the financial burden that we have right now. That's all. I hope you're feeling
all right. Yeah. Well, I guess. I don't know. It's supposed to make me feel better that you spent money on your toilet.
Not really, no.
We feel better. Man, you take it pretty hard, Cam. You had to fix your toilet.
No, there's water damage in the house, so I'm going to be taking it real hard real soon. So, yeah, it's not just a toilet. But anyway, let's move on from that. We got bigger fish to fry. We're going to win some bets. We're going to win some bets, win some money, and we'll take care of these problems. That's how we're going to get better.
Yeah, let's hope. You know, we've got some golf in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. We've got some golf in a couple of days. We've got baseball maybe in a little more than 3 weeks right now. NBA, we got some NBA news, actually. Something that I've been talking about a lot, about the concern of language with the NBA. And they're really worried about this. All right, Game Time Decisions Radio begins now. And if you're tuning in, you're wondering, does this guy sound drunk? Nah, I'm not drunk. I'm on a lot of pills and stuff like that. Courtney Love would be proud. We got quite a mixture going on here, most of which, all of which are legal, actually. But some I'll describe, some I won't. But we've got a lot of things going on here. But for those of you that tune in, basically on a regular basis, I had a filling that fell out about 2 months ago. All right. I was eating M&M's from Exxon in New Jersey. Like I said, I'd like to sue everybody involved in this story. I'd like to sue M&M's and Exxon, but I think it's just my bad old teeth. So my filling fell out, except I knew this was bad and I could kind of tell, but my tooth also snapped in half. So, it wasn't as easy as just sort of pulling out a tooth. There was like multiple things. Like Buddy told me, he goes, I don't even know if I can do this. He's like, we might have to like surgically remove this. And I'm thinking, surgically remove? Just rip the sucker out. Took him like an hour, bro. Like literally, last time I got a tooth pulled, it took like 10 seconds. He was like, it's really delicate. It's sensitive. It's split in two. He goes, if it breaks, imagine, Cam, if it broke when he was trying to pull it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so that was the concern. He goes, if it breaks, we're in a lot of trouble. And I could hear him talking to, like, the assistant. No. And, like, it was a real process going on forever. So whatever, it sucks. But, hey, it's the one thing everybody can relate to. And everybody's been to the dentist before. Everybody's been through some sort of hell in a dental chair. I can tell you that it's much better than it used to be going to a dentist. It's not as painful as it was in the 70s. Yet it still sucks, man. It still sucks. And I've been drooling blood everywhere for the past couple of days. But we figured we'll suck it up. We'll talk some sports here for a couple of hours. George Kurtz is going to step up and in. I want to get into the story about the NBA because really interesting for in-game betting, guys. The NBA wants to put their games on like a big delay because they're worried about the language. Big delay, we're at a disadvantage suddenly when you're in-game betting. I don't like hearing the word delay when I'm in-game betting. It's, you know, it's a tough situation to be in, Cam. And I'm telling you, they're very worried about the language and the words you're going to hear. They're going to suspend everybody. Game Time Decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. No pain, no gain. Let's do this. Bloody sock. Edition. As we break it down.
Turns
this is worse than a bloody sock.
You're right. Now, I remember that before. You're like, oh, yeah, there's a hole in my dog. Just throw in the bloody sock. Just a bloody sock can soak it up. But, hey, you're a real trooper. Yeah, you can't be screwing around. I told you, mouth, teeth, tongue, any of that stuff. And you got to listen to the doctor because I know there's a lot of things you want to do, but you got to get through this stretch first before you could start to enjoy life again. It's a bitch, but you know what?
I'll tell you the two things.
You don't want an infection.
Listen, I think everything, Cam, is bad, right? It doesn't matter. You hurt anything in your body, it sucks. But from my own personal experience, the thing that you take for granted the most, bro, your feet. When I broke my foot, I was like, man, you never really think about it. You're screwed, bro. You're screwed.
Yeah, you can't do it. Yeah.
You're like, you're screwed. You're like, man, when your foot hurts and like my foot was in bad shape, it was sucked. And like you said, your mouth, your teeth, there's no escape, Cam. And basically it was so bad. And I explained to them and they told me, oh yeah, yeah. You had like infected nerve, right? Everything's connected, Cam. So like basically under my throat was like side of my face was going to explode. It's like I had a lump under my throat here. My eardrum, Cam, was like ringing and like my ear was going to explode. And it was all connected through the teeth, the nerve. People don't realize this. And listen, I'm not Mr. Dental Hygiene. You know, I've been better over the last few years. I got older. I got my teeth cleaned and whitened. I stayed on top of it more. I was horrible for most of my life. So I paid a price for it now.
Exactly.
But
me too.
People don't realize your teeth if really are connected to the health of your rest of your body, Cam. It can really mess other things up, bro. Like headaches. Like diseases, like it's bad. Like you got to take care of your teeth. You really do.
I didn't want to go do this.
I was like, oh, I'll suck it up. I'll live through it. It's like, no. I got to get this out, man. I can't live with an infection, bro.
No, my doctor told me, Gabe, it was the craziest thing. I haven't seen a dentist in 6 years. He goes, you grind your teeth. He goes, you got an infection there. The guy knew every single little move. And he said the same thing to me. He goes, listen, you guys do radio shows. He goes, don't screw around with this. Don't mess around. You got to come see me now. Like, 6 months, a year. We got to stay on top of this stuff. You can't screw around. And you said that is exactly what the guy said, quote unquote, your mouth is the gateway to the rest of your body's health. It is connected to everything. So, you know what I mean? Like we joke around and stuff like that, but in all seriousness, just a PSA to all our listeners and friends out there. Yeah. Don't mess around with this stuff. Pay the money, get it done. It sucks, but you'll be happier later on down the line for sure.
Well, I got a little bit of a rebate, actually, Kev. You spent more than I did today, and I do sympathize with your pain.
I do sympathize with your
financial pain. But I was under the impression, even when I sat down, they made me sign a thing right before they started, $425. They're like, oh, just by the way, you got to sign this consent. So I'm like, $425. But when I got to the cash, they said $282.
What a deal. Like, right. That's really good. That's a good price.
$282. So it cost me. Listen, we move forward. We'll try to get the money back right now with some wins, just like you will right now.
That's an amazing price. Dude, that's
what
cleaning's
cost. I like what Mike in our chat says. They said Cam's not flush with cash right now. No, you're flush with cash.
These guys want me to home improvements. I told you. It's like, it's so funny, Gabe. Your mouth's killing. It's one of those things. It just makes me laugh. Like every time.
You can't win.
Me and you are very similar people. Like you're dealing with your mouth right now. I'm just like, Come on, man. Like, I'm like, come on. Don't tell me there's a... The problem was the leak was so bad. Like, you know where my door is from the downstairs? That's where the bathroom is. So now it's all... It's all soft. So there's like the drywall's going to collapse. I'm like, I call Haynes or I go, I got a big job for you. We're not talking about carpets, buddy. But
well, don't feel anyway. Bad. Look, we're just all falling apart. Ricky Sanders, I said to Ricky, I said, all right, listen, Ricky, you got a choice. You come on Game Time Decisions or Sport Trades Late Night. Yeah. And Ricky responds, which one is the one with no video? Because I have a very bad eye infection.
Holy jeez.
It's going like, man, we're falling apart here. Yeah.
We are.
Yeah, where everyone's like beaten up on the network here, except Kurtz. Kurtz is doing great. Kurtz is doing great in Long Island. Steps up. What's up, George?
Kurtz, yes.
Deaf now and have like a piano fall on me later.
Yeah, you're the only healthy one on this network. Cam fell in the shower last week. I just got my tooth ripped out. And, yeah, Ricky Sanders can't see. Ricky Sanders got an eye infection. Can only do radio only.
You know, it's funny. I was doing yard work all day. My wife literally just texted me that she pulled a tick out of her leg. This is what I got to live with here. I'm like, oh, great. Now I got to go check my body later. I was wearing long pants, though, so I think I'm good. But I've had my issues with ticks in the past.
Oh, you don't need Lyme disease. That's a nightmare.
I've had Lyme disease.
Oh, really?
God, no.
Yeah,
no, it's horrible.
Probably about 8-9 years ago playing golf. And I had a terrible day. I deserved it. I hit so many shots into the woods. I deserved to have a tick bite.
Jimmy Walker, the guy's major winner, he had Lyme disease. He's never been the same. Never done away. Jimmy Walker.
If you don't catch Lyme disease, it's very dangerous. If you don't catch it, it can lead to neurological problems. Luckily, because I am so white, my wife actually had the textbook case, the bullseye rash. You can actually see it on the back of my arm. I go to the doctor, guys. You would have loved this. I go to the doctor, and they don't know what they're looking at either. They actually looked at the same website that I looked at to find out what it was. I'm like, oh, this is great. This is real encouraging that you're on, you know,
a good doctor,
WebMD or whatever the hell it was, to find out what I have. And then they're like, do you mind if we call in all the other students there to take a look at this? And while I'm dying, and they're doing this to me.
Wow. Lyme disease. I forgot, George. That's scary stuff.
George Lyme Kurtz, no joining us. Yeah, this is a depressing show so far. Broken
it sure
birds,
is, man.
Bloody mouth, and Lyme disease.
Welcome to Sports Grid. These guys got problems.
It's like live from the old folks' home. Imagine.
I know, exactly.
That's going to be the future, too. Not even that far. Welcome to Game Time Decisions. We're broadcasting live from the Scottsdale Senior Center today. Cam Stewart alongside. Cam will roll up in the wheelchair.
Yeah, my oxygen machine. Hi, Gabe.
Yeah, I'll be hitting the belt. Where's my orange juice? Where's that lady with my orange juice, Cam?
Where's my pudding? We're talking teeth. I need some pudding.
Yeah, where's my pudding? Yeah, I asked, is there anything I should avoid eating? They said, eat cold. You figure I would have avoided cold stuff. They told me to eat cold things. They
really?
Said, don't eat hot things. Yeah. They said,
you
eat cold.
You don't have a cavity. You have no tooth. Eat cold things. You gotta numb it up.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they basically told me. She goes, no. She goes, eat ice cream.
Like ice cream?
She goes, have
ice cream.
Nice. She goes, yeah, have something really cold. I said, no hot. She goes, no, nothing hot. I'm like, I didn't know that. I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought the opposite. Like, no. I'm going to go. Wow. You know what? After the show, I'm thinking, I can't really chew right now, guys. I got a big ball. I'm caught here or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a nice milkshake. Nice milkshake at McDonald's after.
Right.
Like 10 of them.
Soft serve is nice and sweet. It's easy. No nuts in it or any crazy stuff. Just nice vanilla soft serve. Melts in your mouth. Nice and cold. Yeah, that's a good one. Milkshake. Good call.
Yeah. All right, so listen, I just saw a story here, guys. And I've been talking about this a lot. People sort of roll their eyes, but I found it to be interesting. About like the NBA and the NHL. We talked about this, George, as well. If we heard what the players say to each other, it'd be really cool and fun. It'll also be very, very, very offensive. And not just offensive, it'll be like you're going to have to suspend guys type thing. And they don't want this, right? And the NBA, they're aware. I've been wondering how they're going to do this. Adam Silver says the NBA is going to need to tape delay the games to avoid bad language. And he's not worried about the little F-bomb here and there. Guys, I'm talking about homophobic slurs, yes, racial slurs, black guys calling black guys crazy things, white guys saying crazy things, homophobic things. Like, anyone that's ever been, like, you know, played sports or been close to a bench or an NHL or an NBA court, it's not for the faint of heart, man. And in today's cancel culture, everyone will be canceled. They'll be like, oh, my God, did you hear LeBron James just call this guy this? You can't do that. That's LeBron James. He can't say that. I understand why they're protecting him like this, guys, because it could get real ugly. It could get real ugly. We'll hit this on the other side. The NHL, very similar situation. They're going to find themselves. And Game Time Decision continues.
You call these bagels?
Bagels and bad beats.
You want to think NASCAR is filled with a bunch of dopes? Yes. That's better than being thought that there's actually racists out there putting up nooses all over the place.
The Sports Grid Network.
You're watching Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Hey guys, Cam Stewart, your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want the edge? Get on the grid. The Denver Nuggets had to close their facility today after positive COVID-19 tests were recorded among members of the team's traveling party set to head to Orlando next week. Further tests over the next few days will determine if the facility can reopen to players and staff. Commissioner Adam Silver said, while no environment is completely risk-free, a significant spread of the virus inside the bubble would be the only way the NBA would stop play. New Orleans Pelicans VP David Griffin also confirming three unidentified players testing positive for coronavirus on the team's first day of testing. The commish also stepping in today, saying once the play resumes in the bubble, he will be able to go in and out. And they also say they will handle kneeling of the anthem when it happens on a case-by-case basis. Bad news for hockey right now. Toronto Maple Leafs goaltender Freddie Anderson isn't sure if there's going to be hockey played this summer. He told reporters in a conference today, not 100% confident in the league's ability to return. He said, we don't have enough information as of yet, but said he still wants to play. The league and players are still ironing things out. The 11th hour coming up this just in. Minor League Baseball has officially canceled its entire season today. The Detroit Tigers have come to terms with top overall pick in the draft, Spencer Torkelson from Arizona State. He's going to reportedly receive an $8.4 million bonus that eclipses the $8.1 million bonus the Orioles gave Ashley Roachman last year. LA Angels star Shohei Ohtani recovered from Tommy John surgery, and he's going to be deployed as a two-way player to start the season. The Angels confirmed today. Training camp sent for July 1st, regular season July 23rd. Yankees GM Brian Cashman saying he's optimistic that outfielders Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Hicks, and pitcher James Paxton will be able to go opening day. The Rockies, they've signed veteran outfielder Matt Kemp to a minor league deal. He'll replace Ian Desmond, who announced he is opting out of the 2020 season. Desmond has a pregnant wife and four kids. He is the fourth player in Major League Baseball to opt out. NFL news, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers reports say have no interest in signing wide receiver Antonio Brown. Jadeveon Clowney, one of the highest profile free agents, intends on signing with the team before the season starts. This from Josina Anderson of ESPN. The edge rusher seeking around $20 million. He's been linked to the Jets, Titans, and Browns. In college football, North Carolina landing five-star cornerback Tony Grimes in its 2021 class. That's the second five-star recruit for Mack Brown and the Heels. San Jose Sharks forward and Hockey Diversity Alliance founder Evander Kane believes the league does a poor job of promoting diversity. He wants hockey to do better in that area. European soccer action today. Manchester United blank Brighton and Hove Albion 3-0. Italian League, Juventus beat Genoa 3-1. Lazio came back to beat Torino 2-1. La Liga in Spain, Barcelona and Atletico Madrid tied at 2. Messi, career goal number 700. Mallorca hammered Celta Vigo 5-1. Sevilla bank CD Leganes 3-0. I'm Cam Stewart. Back to Gabe Morenci and our guest, George Kurtz.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're doing the best that we can right now. I apologize. Listen, my voice never really sounds great to begin with anyways. But we'll try to bang through this. I got a bloody mouth. I got a bunch of cotton in my mouth, although the numbness is starting to subside, yet now the pain is kicking in. Yet I've got a special grapefruit juice here, actually prescribed with special healing powers in this grapefruit juice. So, you know what I mean? We'll try to ease the pain a little bit here as much as we can. So listen, I remember, George, you're going to laugh about this, and Cam, this was years ago. Martin LaPointe?
Yes, I do.
Detroit Red Wings. And It was the old days, Cam, like the Red Wings and the Avs, and like remember the old heyday and like the Kings and stuff, and like when the Red Wings were still good, right? And yep. I'll never forget, bro. I think they were playing the Sharks or the Kings or something. It was like a West Coast game, and it was a playoff game. And Martin LaPointe gets a penalty. And it's one of these deals, like, right before the commercial break. So they're like, and when we come back, Martin LaPointe's going to be in the penalty box. And you just heard Martin LaPointe go right up to the referee. And everyone in the arena could hear, you effing C, sucker.
Says, yep.
They go to the break. They come back. And they're all like, Bob Cole's like, and Martin LaPointe's been out another 2 minutes for have you seen us in the box? He's all mad, Cam. It's basically because everyone
remember
heard,
that game.
Right? Like in the NHL, you can mouth off at a ref. You can say, dude, you're an effing whatever. And in the NHL, you can get away with it. Baseball, you can't. Like NHL, you can call the guy a few names and get away with it. But only if you say it to him. Not if you yell it in front of everybody. So the NHL language is bad, man. All right. Bad, bad. These guys are worse than the NBA. Like the homophobia would be the worst, guys. And they don't even know they're wrong. You know what I mean? But there'd be a lot of F words being thrown around, bro, in the corner and stuff. They're very xenophobic against French people. There'd be a lot of, it's just like sports is not, the language is pretty bad, Cam. Let's just be real.
It is.
Trump would say, locker room talk. Locker room.
Yeah, it is a lot. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of locker room talk. And hockey, Gabe, you played the game. I played the game. I've heard some of the worst things said to humanly possible on the ice to people.
My coach used to say the worst things.
Oh, yeah, no. Our coach would be in jail for the things that he said to like coaches and other people too. Also, a bad story today, guys. If you not heard this, Gable, you're getting the dental work done. Freddie Anderson had a conference call, the Leafs goaltender. Remember, Austin Matthews had COVID-19, and he's very concerned, speaking on the rest of the team, and we can talk to George about this, with the COVID-19, and they said, basically, we don't have all the information. He basically came out and said he's not sure if hockey could pull this off today, Gabe. So not just that, we don't
sports
even have the Hub
apart,
Cities
Cam.
Yet.
Sports yeah, are falling it's, apart. It, all right, I don't want to be that guy. It sucks because I want to be happy and talk about the games and the future bets.
Me too.
I heard Ronnie Harrison, George, talking today. He did an interview. You know, he works with Mike Florio or whatever over at Pro Football Talk. And he said, I don't know even know how they're doing this. He goes, I don't. He goes, I just told my wife last night, I don't think they can play football. Point blank. Ronnie Harrison said, I don't think they can pull this off. What do you think, George? How the hell is baseball going to do this, traveling around? I don't see it.
Well, none of these sports can do it if they're truly worried about the players' health and safety, then none of the sports can do it. Because you're looking at it right now, the testing is about 5% of everyone they're testing now. Before the games even start, before workouts even start, people are testing positive. 5%. That number is only going to grow. But if you want to get these games in, you want to play, you're going to be losing players every day, every week. Players be pulled off. Nope, he can't play. He's positive. He's asymptomatic. You know, he's got it. But and this could be a nightmare on and off for every sport. Every sport, not just baseball, but hockey, basketball, football. They're all going to have to deal with it.
They're going to have to get into the bubble.
Yeah, you've heard today, too. The Denver Nuggets had to close down their facility. I understand you want to get this thing out of the way before, right? So that facility is closed. What do we know? Jokic in Europe already tested. You know, I don't want to talk about this stuff either, but facts are facts. And the New Orleans Pelicans, their first day of testing with their group that was going to head to the bubble, 3 people have it, and that's not everybody. So I'm with you, buddy. I want to stay positive, too, but I get you want to get this stuff before, but we're playing real close to the vest right now. These sports are happening in July. We're going into July at the end of the week.
I feel as if, though, they waited too long. They waited too long when they set up these dates. Too much could happen. Remember, I brought it up in a time cam. I said, really? July 31st, so much stuff can happen between now and then. You have to get the guys into the bubble quicker. That's why the Raptors are at an advantage right now. They're already sort of in their little mini bubble. And quite frankly, I don't think athletes are doing a very good job of socially distancing. Like, I can't, George, you can't call out players. You can't call people out for getting coronavirus now, okay? It's not like, oh, you're so selfish. You got coronavirus. You stupid you. It's not that, you can't do that. But at the same point in time, let's be real. If you don't leave your house and you don't do stupid things, you're not going to get it. Okay? I know exactly. That you can. I've heard stories about there was a lady, I swear she never went out once in 2 months and somehow she got it, etc. All right, I get it. There's going to be weird exceptions. But you know what I'm saying, Cam? Like, if you're responsible, like you and I talked about it, Cam. You and I both said the same thing. Like, if I could bet $5,000, if you would have told me, will Zeke Elliott get coronavirus, I would have bet yes. I'd be like, of course he will. He's an idiot. He will. You came, like, Dak Prescott will get it down the road. They had the party. You know they're going to get it because they don't respect it.
Yeah, and I'll give you a lot of credit, right? Like, you're going from the United States to Canada. It's a 14-day thing. You didn't leave. We went to my backyard. We did the shows here. We did that. And that's, you know what? You know, after a while, it's going to drive you nuts. But people, these are the things you have to do. Other than leaving my house to do the show to get groceries for my parents who are seniors, I don't leave this property, Morenci. But you're right. These guys are not taking it seriously. And then I heard another story today that they were talking about. I'll get George's opinion on this, too. The college teams are like, oh, yeah, let's just get it now so we won't have to worry about it later, right? And we've already seen the story with Clemson and these other schools. It's out of control, man. Like, I don't know what the hell we're going to do.
Rudy
obviously,
Gobert.
Nobody's listening.
Rudy Gobert still can't smell or taste anything.
Yes, exactly.
Think about that. Since March, he still can't smell or taste anything. I don't. You know, people's new thing to defending. They like the virus is no big deal. The crowd, they're like, oh, you won't die. So that's the new barometer. So if you die or not, hey George,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you kidding me?
Like, I don't think athletes look at it like that. Like, oh, well, don't worry, you won't die, but you could get really sick. Well, you won't die, so shut up and go play. Like, people are just stupid. Like, you know, we're seeing this right now. And I'm not even kidding, all right? I'm dead serious. Let's just be real. The Western world has been getting stupider. When I say that, I mean America has been getting stupider for years, okay? It's factual. You don't think that, like, reality, look at the political scene. Look at everything, all right? Look at everything. Everyone is dumb. People are stupid. Well, it's my right to die if I want to die, and I won't wear a mask, and fake this and fake that, and all right, well, whatever. Being stupid has consequences, okay? And now the consequences of being stupid is hundreds of thousands of dead bodies. There's your consequences for being stupid. And you know what's crazy? All you people that are the stupidest will be the deadest. All of you, right now, in all these states where it's spiking, you'll be the deadest down the road. That's the ironic part of this. The people that don't believe it will be the ones that get it, Kurtz.
I mean, listen, your problem is even if you don't think you're going to get it, you could give it to other people who can get it at a much worse rate than you can. That's the issue there. That's what people don't understand. Yeah, maybe you won't get it. Maybe you're 25 in great health and you'll be able to fight it off. But as far as the college kids, what about the coaches? You know, what about the people now they go see at the bank or the supermarket or whatever it might be, the Home Depot, whatever they're doing here?
People
that they're
don't
get
care, George. Now. There's no empathy in this world anymore. That's the best way to put it. There
and by
is
the way,
zero empathy.
I haven't heard anything that says that if you had it once, you can't get it again. That hasn't come out yet. They don't know if that's true. It's probably true, but they don't know that for certain, that you can't get it a second time.
Didn't that soccer player get it four times, Gabe? That soccer player in Europe?
He you tested that one positive example? For yeah,
he tested
like
positive
six
four
times in a row.
Okay. Interesting.
He was asymptomatic, but it never went away. He constantly had it, which meant, he had to stay in isolation because he could give it to other people. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's the thing. We don't know about this. We don't know. We don't know about the long-term ramifications. There's soccer players that are saying they still don't feel good. Like, even though they're back after, they don't feel good after the fact. Listen, I'm just stating, I don't think it's a coincidence that Dinwiddie got it, that DeAndre Jordan gets it, that all these Brooklyn Nets get it. You guys are clearly not caring. You know what I mean? Like, if you were living by, like, respecting these guidelines and living a safer lifestyle, you wouldn't be getting it. I'm just being real. And, you know, it's amazing to me that even these guys that have so much at stake don't take it seriously. And we're just seeing it right now. But at what point, how many teams have to be out? How many players have to be out? Like, if the Denver Nuggets can't play, what happens then? Let's say the Denver Nuggets can't play.
Next team up?
So,
exactly.
Yeah, you take them out, how do you work out the playoffs now? Like, it's in balance. Like, all it this is. Stuff is going to have to be thought of. You know, look at the Brooklyn Nets are a good example. And from a betting perspective, guys, I'll tell you right now. Like, yesterday, Kevin Walsh joined us. Kevin Walsh joined us yesterday, and the Washington Wizards were plus 1,700 to make the playoffs. They're now plus 700, Cam. The Brooklyn Nets are going to make the playoffs, bro. They don't have anybody.
I'm starting to think that too. Exactly.
No, like, they might go 0-8 type thing. I'll say they go 2-6. They're going to go 2-6. They could play themselves right out of this thing. They've lost five guys. They barely have a team right now. Like, they literally barely have enough guys to put on the court. Game time decision continues.
Fantasy. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. Bring the pain edition of the program. We're doing our best. We apologize if we sound a little choppy. All right, I've got a big thing in my mouth here of gauze to stop the bleeding. And it's crazy, too. I didn't really realize because I was so numb earlier before. But just my luck. So I come back home, and I have a nice white carpet. And I drew blood all over it. I looked down, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I don't drew blood anywhere else. Of course, not in the elevator, nowhere else. But like right on my carpet. Like, I get home, I look down, it's like, poof. Like, I look down to pick something up, and, like, blood just, like, I didn't even feel it. I cleaned it up. I cleaned it up fast, good. Though. I salvaged it. Yep. So, we're fighting through this. Fun show so far. We will do the salt and warm water a little bit later on this evening. I'm going to go for a milkshake after. I'm enjoying my special grapefruit juice right now with healing powers in it. But let's get into some baseball right now.
Yeah.
So FanDuel's got team totals up for every team in the league right now. And we never really jump into them. We sort of kicked the tire a bit, and we haven't gone through them all. And I know George's a big baseball guy, and truth be told, today's a good day for this, actually, since we don't have any other sort of big breaking story in the sports world. So we don't have to give, like, a total in-depth. Brady, if you want to share something about the team, talk about their depth chart, et cetera, fine. But we'll just sort of go through each team, quick thoughts of what you think, or if you think there's big value or not, one way or the other. So we'll start off with the Atlanta Braves, George. 33.5 wins for the Atlanta Braves over under. Which means to win the bet, if you bet over, you've got to go 34-26, 8 games over 500. What's your take on the Atlanta Braves total? 33.5, George.
Because, Cam, once again, if they're going to be truth Braves, about starting pitches,
we'll
are going to go 2
George's,
to 4 innings.
Audio set up here.
Yeah, the Braves are probably a team. I'm not going to bet this total, Gabe, but if I had, I would take the over. I think the Braves, I really like the pitching staff that they have. I love the bats that they have. I think this team is actually, I think Washington is going to take a step down. The two teams that I like better in the division, we talked about the Marlins. We like what they're doing with a low total. And I think the Braves goes over. We can't bet everyone. It is a good the number is very, very good. But I'm telling you, I lean over with the Atlanta Braves, a team that I think will do very, very well, Gabe.
34-26, George. You got to be 8 games over .500. Is it too high? What do you think about the Braves?
I think when it comes to any of these bets, guys, because a lot of these managers and general managers want to protect their starting pitchers and have them only go 2 to 4 innings, you better have a strong bullpen. Also, you better realize these schedules. If you're going to have a heavy division schedule, the National League's East, you're playing the Braves are playing the Mets, the Nationals, the Phillies. That's brutal. I'm going to go under here. I think they're all going to be around the 30-win, 32-33 win range. I'm going to go the under on the Braves.
Yeah, I'm leaning with the under, too, just because it's a little high to get to 34. You need a real clean ride. But something, a good point that you raised, George, and don't forget about this, Cam. So this is a tough division. This is a tough division.
It sure is.
The Braves are good. The Mets are good. The Phillies are good. The Nationals are the World Series champions. And, hell, even the Marlins, I think, are better than people realize, okay? They got some young talent here. Tough division. But, George, they're also going to be playing against the American League East as well, right? So, like, the interleague play is geographically sort of AL East, NL East. So then suddenly they got 20 games against the American League East as well. It's another pretty good division. So 33.5, Cam's leaning over. I think they're going to be right on the number, guys, except I believe they'll be on the number to the under. I'm going to say, like, Cam, they're going to be like 33-27. 32-28. They're going to be right there. But they go under the number. Arizona Diamondbacks, George, 31.5, although it's plus money to the over, plus 104 with the D-backs. What's your take on the D-backs?
I like the D-backs. Listen, you don't like the games versus the Dodgers. 10 games versus the Dodgers, that's rough, right? We don't like that. But everything else is pretty okay. You know, San Diego is an okay team, solid up and coming. Colorado, they're not going to be that good. San Fran's bad. And then you play in the American League West. All right, Houston, good. Oakland, solid. But in the rest of that division, Angels, no one's afraid of the Angels. Mariners are a train wreck here. I'm going to go the over on the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they bring in Bumgarner, Cam. They're starting rotation. Bumgarner, Robbie Ray, Zach Gallen, Luke Weaver, and Merrill Kelly. Their lineup isn't overly impressive to me. I think the D-backs might be a little overhyped. It's only 31.5, which means they got to go 31.5 means they got to go 32-28 and be 4 games over .500. I'm saying under with the D-backs. What do you say?
I lean over, but it's not a bet. This is the thing. We're gonna have to pick our spots here. We can't bet on everything, and I'll give the books a lot of credit. They've done very, very good work. Gabe, all the hype teams too. All the teams we thought about, ooh, we can get them low, like the White Sox and all these other teams, like the numbers have been inflated. I think we have to be really, really careful what we're doing and find a few less, but smash them a little bit harder. It's going to be tough to bet on this stuff. I'm telling you, man, these numbers are fantastic. I lean slightly over with the snakes, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be 4 games over .500, and that's what it turns out to in it being 32-28. And, you know, they're trying to trick you. It sounds like, oh, it's only 31.5. Yeah, no, it's 32-28. They got to be 4 games over .500 suddenly. It's not like, oh, just 1 game over .500. It's 4 games over .500. Baltimore Orioles, Kurtz, over under 20.5, man.
Ooh.
20.5. 21-39, we win the bet. 18 games under .500, we win the bet. 21-39, can they do that?
Probably How many not. Games could they win against the Yankees and Rays?
Very
five
little.
At most. Five would be a lot. And then you got the Red Sox aren't a bad team. The Blue Jays aren't a bad team. And then you're playing the National League East. We just went through them. No, under.
Oh,
I don't think they can get
you,
it.
Kurtz, the Blue Jays own the Orioles. Like the
Everybody
Blue Jays
owns
are
the
literally
Orioles,
like
except
no,
the Angels.
No. But no. But like really, really. Like Cam knows being a Blue Jay. Like I'm telling you. The Blue Jays are like 42-5 or something. The last 47 times they played these guys. Like, they don't lose to the Orioles. It's crazy. I hear you're saying a lot of people do. 20.5 is a pretty low number, though, Cam. I know you like the Detroit Tigers. We'll get to that. But what about the Orioles at 20.5?
No, see, that's the thing. That's the old me. And you told me you gave me a little bit of credit for discipline. This is where I have to put the discipline hat on. I can't do it. I'm not taking the over. It's under or no bet. It's going to be a no bet. The Baltimore Orioles are horrible. They're an absolute train wreck. They have nothing. The Blue Jays, as we talked about, are better. The Rays are actually a threat to win it all. The Yankees got all their guys healthy. The Baltimore Orioles, 18 wins. It looks so low, but I got other teams in the low numbers that I like. I'm going to pass on the Orioles. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Blue Jays are a much better bird.
Kurtz?
He likes the under.
Well, under. They're not even under. They're a bad team. They'd be lucky to win 16, 17 games. They're not even going to come close.
Wow. Wow. It's pretty bad.
Your schedule is brutal. Who are they going to beat? Who are they beating? Name me a team they can beat.
None.
Yankees, it's, no. It's Rays, baseball. No. Blue Jays, no. Red Sox are probably no. Nationals, no. Games, Phillies, no. Mets, no. I mean, Braves, no. What, they going to beat up the Marlins?
They got problems.
Yeah, all I like right. The Marlins over the Orioles, too.
Well, I'll give you that. Yeah. All right, the next team up, the Boston Red Sox. 30.5, Kurtz. 30.5 for the Boston Red Sox.
You know, over a long season, 30.5 is pretty much going 81-81. A long season, I'd probably go under there because I think it's going to catch up to them, the lack of depth they have in that rotation. Short season, I could actually see them getting over here, but still no. I think the Red Sox are going under too, mainly because the schedule, once again, is brutal. I think for them to have to go over, they'd have to crush the Orioles, crush the Marlins, and they're not good enough to do that.
This is their number one under rotation. Eduardo Rodriguez, Nathan Eovaldi, yep. Martin Perez, Colin McHugh, and Ryan Weber. That's what their new rotation is. You know, if you look at their lineup, Christian Vasquez, Mitch Moreland, Michael Chavis, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, Benintendi, Jackie Bradley, Verdugo, J.D. Martinez. It's not like they're bottom feeders now, Cam. People just sort of write the Red Sox off. I got to lean with the over with the Red Sox.
I got to tell you, though, Gabe, the Fenway mystique where they got the fans and all the comebacks with the fans and they get into it. Ooh, here we come late. That's not going to be there now. Like, that's the thing. The Red Sox are one of those teams. Oh, that magical comeback. I don't see it without the fans. I think the magic's gone. I like slightly under. I think it's going to be very close to the number, but I'm not buying in. I think the pitching is a big, big problem, even though they have nice bats.
30.5. I think they squeeze just over this number. 30.5, you know, you got to get to 31, so you got to be 31-29, just two games over 500. I'll lean with the over here with the Boston Red Sox. The Cubbies, 31.5. People are just sort of giving up on the Cubs. 31.5 for the Cubs. Kurtz, I'll start with you. Chicago Cubs, what's your take on the Cubs?
I think this number is pretty good. Pretty good, because I think they are slightly better than a 500 team, but not massively better. You're playing the Cardinals. Reds are an improved team. Brewers are solid. Then you got the American League Central, which isn't all that great, other than the Minnesota Twins there. I wouldn't bet it, but I would go slightly. When I say slightly over, I mean maybe 32 would be the most. 33 if everything went right for them. I'm leaning towards over here, but I wouldn't put any of my money on it.
Cam, I look at the Cubs lineup. I like the lineup that they have. Contreras, yeah. Rizzo. You got Javier Baez, Chris Bryant, you know, Jason Hayward, no, Kyle Schwarber. You got some guys now too. The Cubs, I think, are sort of it helps the Cubs a little bit with the DH in the National League now with a guy like Kyle Schwarber that they could just sort of plug in here. Starting pitching, you know, all these guys are on the wrong side of 30. It feels like Yu Darvish, Kyle Hendricks, John Lester, Jose Quintana, Tyler Chatwood. Mediocre staff, Kev.
I don't mind Quintana. I think he's okay. You're right, though. They're a little long at the tooth. I look at the Cubs. It's a very good number by the book. I'm kind of with George on this one. I think slightly over. But when we're talking about one or two games or whatever, it makes it unbettable. We have to have like a real, you know, opinion where I think like three or four games over before I put the bets down, because it's going to be very close, Gabe. But I have a slight edge to the Cubs over.
Well, this is where we're at right now. The fact that the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox have the exact same win total as the Chicago White Sox, Kurtz, 31.5. And then listen, Cam's been ahead of the curve on this. Cam's been, Cam's been on the White Sox bandwagon for about 2 years now with this young team. But it looks like everybody else is as well. You know, the odds makers setting the White Sox at 31.5 is not a cheap number, man. They got to be four games over 500, 32-28 to win this bet, George.
I wonder, once again, if this is a long season, I would like their chances much more. I wonder if a short season, if there's some pressure on them. to play well this season, getting that playoffs or whatever they're going to call it this year. And I wonder if that really lays down on them. Can Kopech, the young pitchers, can Kopech be the guy they want him to be? I'm going to go.
Kopech is good.
I'm going to go the under.
I like
here.
Your, I think, that, I think it's 1 year too year. Early. They're still good. They're not calling it the triad.
No, the number's inflated. Like yeah, exactly.
Whatever the hell they're calling
George Brink,
I know.
He brings up a good point.
They're not playoffs, man. This is not a real season. This is like the pandemic championship, COVID championship. It's not a real season. Runner on second base at extra. I hate it. Hate everything.
Too much hype around the White Sox.
The COVID tournament. That's really what they should call it. I like that.
You don't want to call it the World Series and like get the trophy and everything? So what are you saying? You don't get the trophy if you win this year?
Listen, I'm a Yankee fan. I will not consider this the 28th World Series for the Yankees if they happen to win in October.
Yes,
no,
you will.
It's not.
If they will, George, the party's there. Come on, George.
I want the Yankees to win, but I hope they win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Rentschler, throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We're breaking down the Major League Baseball win totals that FanDuel has posted. George Kurtz giving us his bets as well. We'll touch base with Kurtz in a couple of minutes. Once again, we'll get you caught up to date as well. Level 2, second hour of the show approaching. Talking about the Chicago Cubs, They're right there. The Cubs are like sort of as George stated. I think the Cubs are basically like a 500 baseball team. The White Sox number is just a little bit too high for me as well, Cam, which leads me into another team that I know that you've always been pretty high on. You've been ahead of the curve as well with this team. You've bet on them a lot over the last couple of summers, and you've been waiting for them to break out. And here we are. You look at the number. The Cincinnati Reds, 31.5 odds. Like if I'm that, like to me, Cam, value would be, the Reds should be 27.5. Like
I agree.
Like, I get it.
28.5.
I get it. Oh, people like them. The number's too high, bro. Like everyone's like, oh, the White Sox and the Reds, guys, they're not that good. Suddenly,
the thing about the Reds, though, Gabe, the pitching, it's very, very vital. We talk about Trevor Bauer, but Castillo, he's one of the best in the major leagues. People don't talk about him. They have very, very good young pitching. They have a good young bullpen, too, and they have bats. I think the Cincinnati Reds are one of those hype teams that actually can get to their number, but you're right. All the value's gone. Like, all these teams we got earlier, now the odds makers have them 31.5. It's crazy. Like, you're right. If at the book, they should
That's
be 20
four games
half.
Once again. That's four games over 500, 31.5. That's 32-28.
Still got to deal with the Cardinals. Still got to deal with the Brewers. It's a problem, but they're a good team.
The Reds have had like a winning record once since like 1985 or something, bro. Like since they won the World Series. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Like since Chris Sabo was there, Barry Larkin, they were good. Like they don't finish above 500 ever. They just don't. They just don't. Yeah. All right, more baseball talk on the other side. Game time decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.